We're seeing change. Farage victory lap after embarrassed home office shuts down migrant hotel. By Victoria Friedman on August 19, 2020. Nigel Farage has thanked his followers for supporting his journalistic endeavors after an embarrassed home office announced a review in reaction to the Brexit Party leader revealing that an entire hotel in the Home Secretary's own constituency was taken over to house illegal aliens. In the latest episode of Farage Investigates, the politician-turned-investigative journalist followed a lead from a member of the public that a hotel in Witham in Essex was being used to house recently arrived Channel migrants. The constituency belongs to Priti Patel, the head of the government department in charge of protecting Britain's borders, and who has been the most outspoken about the rise in illegal crossings. "I started going out around the country," Mr. Farage said in a video released on Tuesday night, detailing how he broke ground covering the migrant hotels and that illegals had been taken on VIP tours of Anfield Stadium, home of the world-famous Liverpool football team. The footage released on Sunday represented a major embarrassment for the Home Office and its chief, with the phenomenon of taxpayer-funded migrant hotels landing on Patel's own doorstep, and significantly, on that of her constituents. The scale of the story finally forced the mainstream media to report on Mr. Farage's investigation. "That has attracted huge coverage," Mr. Farage said last night. "We're beginning to get, just as with the migrant crossings over the Channel, the mainstream media finally waking up to the story, waking up to the projected cost of £4 billion to house these people." Mr. Farage was the first to go public with the rising numbers of migrants landing on British shores after crossing the English Channel earlier this year, criticizing the government for effectively putting Britons under house arrest during coronavirus, but failing to protect the UK's external borders. It was a story that the mainstream media failed to acknowledge for weeks. And now, because it's Priti Patel's constituency, because it's in the Home Secretary's own backyard, after all her tough talk, we got on Sunday evening within minutes of that film coming out a response from the Home Office. They said an error has been made, people should not have been placed in that hotel in rural Essex, and that they would now be rehoused because their policy is only to put illegal migrants who put in asylum claims into major conurbations, extended urban areas, Mr. Farage said. The Home Office said in a statement to The Times, which covered Farage's investigation, on Monday that a full review of this operation is now being conducted after migrants were housed in Witham and said that the illegals would be moved to another location. The Home Office has a statutory obligation to provide asylum seekers who would otherwise be destitute with accommodation, but they should be placed in major conurbations wherever possible so that appropriate support and services can be more readily provided. As this is not the case in this instance, alternative accommodation provision has since been sought in accordance with the Immigration Asylum Act 1999 and the Asylum Support Regulations 2000, the spokesman said. "We're actually beginning to see some change," Mr. Farage said, before vowing to go back to Rivenhall Hotel in 2 weeks' time to see if they kept their word. The Brexit Party leader thanked his supporters. He then advised them that if they are in an area that is not a major conurbation and a local hotel is being used to house illegals to contact their MP, quoting the Home Office in demands to move them. Yarlswood Women's Immigration Removal Centre in Bedfordshire has been repurposed to house the growing number of illegals landing in the UK daily, according to The Guardian, because facilities in Kent, where the majority land in Dover, are overwhelmed. Kent County Council has said that its children's services are at capacity, after receiving a high number of migrants claiming to be under 18. Senior MP Tim Loddon has called for migrants to be housed on disused military bases and cruise ships to ensure that they are abiding by the 2-week quarantine order, as illegal aliens continue to flout lockdown rules.